Coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
It was just one of those weird St. Pete things.
Awesome.
You know, where everybody knows everybody from somewhere in, in the food industry here.
Yeah. Oh, very, very true.
At Admiral Farragut was 150 breakfasts, 575 lunches, and 175 dinners.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
We'll do a line scenario. Okay. Your grill, your saute, your fry, your salad bar, your expo. Mm-hmm. And then I have this little computer program that goes, and the tickets start flowing.
Oh, wow.
And we just.
So where does the food come from? Is that all donated or donations or?
I'm going to give a plug here to to the Tampa Bay Rays and Levy Catering, which is the real big sponsor in this. And they help out with all the food, the refrigeration. We work in the kitchen at the Trop.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when an episode is ready for download. And then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured guest is chef and culinary arts instructor Clay Dempster.
Clay works at Metropolitan Ministries, where they provide free culinary training to people in need.
After Clay, we'll check out the latest, tastiest new salads at Greenstock, one of our favorite places for lunch.
We have a great show, so stick around.
Hey foodies, do you know about the Zest podcast? If you're listening to us, you should be listening to them too.
They're part of the Tampa NPR station WUSF 89.7. On the Zest, you'll learn new recipes, baking tips, and barbecue secrets. You'll hear about what's ripe, what's growing, and what's in season.
The Zest podcast is hosted by Robin Sussingham, an award-winning reporter and producer who's also an avid home cook and baker. Robin's a native Floridian and has been searching out flavors and the fascinating stories behind them from Key West to Pensacola.
Learning to care for a sourdough starter and learning to bake sourdough breads really speaks to people in a very deep way. It's part of our collective history, and we're getting back to our roots and our self-sufficiency.
Just like us, the Zest podcast does interviews with chefs and restaurateurs and talks about food and recipes covering the Tampa Bay area and throughout Florida.
It's what we listen to when we're not doing our own show. Check out the Zest podcast at thezestpodcast.com. St. Pete is all about local, and this year we celebrate a local legend's 25th anniversary. Roland Oats Market and Cafe was founded in July of 94 by Bert Swain and Larry Schwartz. From the beginning, Roland Oats has made a commitment to provide St. Pete customers with the finest quality organic whole foods, nutritional supplements, and body care products at the most reasonable prices possible. And now they have a South Tampa location too. We go there for many items, but they are the only place that we go to buy our raw probiotics and other supplements. They have the best organic whole food selection in town, and on the flip side of that, they also offer a fantastic selection of wines and an unparalleled selection of local craft beer. Roland Oats has a cafe open daily, which offers delicious sandwiches, burgers, soups, salads, bowls, wraps, entrees, and fresh-made smoothies, along with a variety of prepared and packaged take-home meals located in the market itself. Do you pride yourself with supporting local businesses? Well, put your money where your mouth is and get on into Roland Oats today.
Roland Oats St. Pete is located at 2842 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street North. And in South Tampa, you'll find them at 1021 North MacDill Avenue. Check them out on the web at rollinoats.com.
That's rollinoats.com. And Roland Oats offers online ordering with curbside pickup.
Please welcome St. Pete chef and culinary arts instructor, Clay Dempster.
Welcome, Clay.
Good morning, Kevin and Lori. It's an honor to be with you guys.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank
you. So
you
work at the Metropolitan Ministries, and you have a big event coming up in a couple of days, and we're going to get into all those details, but first, let's get to know you a little bit. Where are you originally from?
Well, I am a native Floridian and from the East Coast. Started my culinary career at, like everybody else does, my son's school. I was dishwasher and then became kitchen lady and then went to culinary. And so I've been a chef here in St. Pete for a better part of 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
In Tierra Verde in downtown at several places. Had my own catering company and just was so blessed with the opportunity to come up with the culinary arts program for St. Petersburg. It was just one of those weird St. Pete things.
Awesome.
You know, where everybody knows everybody from somewhere in, yeah. in the food industry here.
Yeah. Oh, very, very true.
If you didn't work with them, you know them that somebody else worked with them. And right. Somebody just said, Metropolitan Ministries needs this person, and it's you, Clay. And I go, oh, you're crazy? I mean, so, go ahead.
So how did you, you mentioned that you had worked at, you started like as a dishwasher. How did you originally get into culinary? Was it by accident or it was something you always wanted to do?
I always kind of liked to cook, but I was helping the school out, being the dishwasher at Grace Lutheran in St. Pete. Then the kitchen lady got sick, so I needed to learn how to make 250 meals, 250, wow. 300 meals a day. Boom, boom, boom. And then she got back and I went, this is really cool. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. And hooked up with Lackman Culinary over at Raymond James. And it was kind of a pay for play. We're going to train mm-hmm. you and you're not going to get paid much, but you're going to learn all the line things from salad bar, which is where everybody starts, mm-hmm. and then go grill. Roast and sandwich even, you know, there's
mm-hmm. cool.
I remember when the chef ripped me a new one about how to fold a gyro or gyro.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
He picked the one I wrapped up and he threw it in the trash and goes, no.
Sounds like Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you were from the East Coast. What part?
Satellite Beach. It's okay. Just south of Cocoa Beach, north of Vero mm-hmm. Beach. And
nice.
I'm a space brat. My father was at the Cape for a better part of 37 years through Gemini, Apollo.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool. Wow.
Memorabilia I got is just amazing.
So. I bet. That's really cool. And
what did he do there?
He was with Chrysler, who built the Saturn V. And then was with PRC, which was doing all the launch and the ground items for the space shuttle. And
wow.
was also involved in Apollo Soyuz.
That is fascinating. So yeah. What brought you to St. Pete?
My wife's parents. We were in Orlando for 12 years, both UCF grads. Mm-hmm. And it was time that they needed help.
And what were you doing prior to being, or when you were dishwashing, what was your main career and occupation?
The funny thing is, when we moved from Orlando, I was in at Universal Studios for, I think, 5 years. My wife was at Disney. Mm-hmm. So our two sons were very spoiled.
I bet.
She got a great job opportunity to make, you know, have us do the move. So I was stay-at-home dad for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So that's how you
God bless all the mothers. God bless all the mothers, because that is most rewarding job of my life.
Nice.
And were you making dinner?
Yes. Very poorly.
Until you went to culinary school.
Yeah. And then I really don't cook at home much anymore because I'm cooking all day.
Yeah, it's funny. A long time ago, early on in the podcast, we had Chris Fernandez, the executive chef of Red Mesa.
Yeah, Chris, I know. What a remarkable individual.
And he is. So
I don't know how I decided to ask him this, but I asked him, like, what does he eat at home? And he said cereal.
Wheat thins and blue cheese over here.
Right.
Okay, Chris, amazing person. Hardly spoke English when he came.
I know. Right. It's funny.
I respect him so much.
We always say he's one of the most underrated chefs in St. Pete.
And that's just because he's low profile guy.
Yeah. Right. That's correct. Yeah.
But after that, I was chef at Admiral Farragut for, I think, four and a half years. Mm-hmm. It's a boarding school, but those young people do not eat school food.
Right.
I mean, three times a month, they have New York strip night. Making three scratch soups a day, and I'm talking high end soups, chowder from scratch, and that was where I got my chops busted, and I finally had self respect. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ever looking at somebody, okay, what's your recipe? How did you do this? It was boom, boom, boom. And it had to be out. I mean, there's no excuse if you don't have the food out for the guys paying $35,000 to $45,000 a year for tuition. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, this seems like it should be obvious, but sometimes things that seem like they should be obvious are not. And recently, just to mention another place, we were at Sea Dog Cantina in Treasure Island, and I had the chili, and I was telling the chef was talking to us, and I was telling him how much I loved it, and he said, "Hey, I'll give you the recipe." I'm like, "Really? Okay, I promise I won't put it out there anywhere. Just go ahead and send it to me." He sends it to me. It's like 5 gallons of this, 2 gallons of that. I'm like, "This is a big recipe, man."
He also told Kevin, he goes, "Oh, I don't care. You can share."
Yeah,
I don't care if you put it out.
I didn't though.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's what I think a lot of people don't realize when you're cooking in a restaurant or a school, and you have to put out, I think, what did you say, like 250 something?
Well, that was at Grace. At Admiral Farragut was 150 breakfasts, 575 lunches, and 175 dinners.
Wow.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
It was. Actually went down from 240 pounds to my now svelte 190.
Nice. Good for you. Yeah, I'm still working on that.
Yes, I am currently on Weight Watchers and actually doing quite well. So,
So Clay, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get into some super interesting details on what you actually do at Metropolitan Ministries and the exciting event that's coming up. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. Hey, Lori, have you ever been to Noble Crust?
I have.
What do you like there?
Pork belly, pimento cheese, and fried green tomatoes are my favorite.
Oh yeah, I love that one too. They actually call it the FGBLT. It's fried green tomatoes, pork belly glazed with a Tabasco honey sauce and pimento cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first item on the menu, so you can't miss it. And I think they should actually call it the OMG.
Yeah, you've said that before. The chicken marsala is really good too. It has chicken and chicken sausage, crimini mushrooms, and 4 cheese grits. It's so delicious.
I love that they mix classics from the American Deep South and Italy. Noble Crust is famous for their fried chicken.
I love it.
Yeah, and the eggplant parmesan is out of this world. When we do a best eggplant parm list, it'll definitely be on there.
Yes, it will.
Speaking of lists, Noble Crust made 6 of them recently. Best Italian, Best Casual Dining, Best Pizza, Best Bloody Marys, Best Meatballs, and, believe it or not, Best Salads.
Ooh, can I tell you another one of my favorite items?
Yeah.
The spaghetti and meatballs. It's so good.
Man, you're not kidding. You know what? They have a brunch on Saturdays and Sundays starting at 10:30, which I love. And the deviled eggs are to die for.
Let's go to Noble Crust right now.
I'm in. Let's do it. One of our favorite places to go eat in St. Pete is Engine No. 9. They've been a staple in downtown St. Pete coming up on 7 years, and they are famous for their unique and tasty burger creations. As a matter of fact, they are on the St. Pete Foodies list of best burgers in St. Pete. They also made the best hot dogs list, the best chilies, and the best wings in St. Pete. Aside from the food, Engine No. 9 is a great sports bar with lots of TVs, beer, and wine. And you can even get a regular old cheeseburger, too, so you can bring your non-adventurous eater friends. Check out Engine No. 9 at the corner of MLK and 1st Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. Their burgers can't be beat. We are back with St. Pete chef and culinary arts instructor, Clay Dempster. And Clay works at the Metropolitan Ministries. They help homeless and at-risk children and families, whether they need to get off the streets at night or they're seeking education to get a job. Food, housing, and education are some of the areas that they help with. And in the education area, they do a lot of stuff that I wasn't aware of. Automotive repair, business, computers, even web development, and of course, culinary. And that's where you come in, Clay.
Yes, sir, I do. It's I'm almost 60 years old, and so it's a blessing. It's, like you said, it's previous homeless people at risk in the shelters. You know, one step away from... And I learned this, a lot of people stay on Pinellas Park Trail, you know.
Oh, and, really?
Yep. And park downtown St. Pete. You know, I had to track a couple of my students down there. But I'm going out of the realm there. But it's a wonderful opportunity. And it's with the help of a lot of people that we're allowed, you know, we're able to do this. You know, give them job skills, give them self-confidence, help inspire a work ethic with, you know, clothing and bus passes, you know, and then all of a sudden they are part of society. They are a self-confidence, you know, which you, the person develops themselves. You know, my job is to help them have it.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. When you learn new things, like you could watch a chef with knife skills, whatnot, and be intimidated and think like, wow, I could never do that. And then suddenly, guess what? You can. That definitely builds confidence.
And yes. We focus on knife skills a lot. I mean, you know, go from batonette to brunoise, fine dice, you know, they know all the cuts. And then they do it so much, it's almost second nature. And that, that helps provide, you know, the self-confidence when, you know, they get placed downtown or they are placed at Levy Catering at the Trop. They know what they're doing and they understand the vocabulary. And it's amazing to see the growth.
So you teach the classic French methods?
We teach direct. Well, I'll be careful how I say this. Our reference material is from the Culinary Institute of America textbook, directly from that. So,
and how long is the program?
The program is 16 weeks. If you've seen the CIA textbook, it is 3.5 inches thick.
Right.
We do not hit all of that.
Right.
We get the basic skills and items because it doesn't matter where they end up. Each chef has his own way of doing things.
Right. Exactly.
It's 16 weeks, 12 weeks of intensive. We start the morning in the classroom. Okay, this is what you're going to learn today. This is what you're going to make today. Here's your list. And we build two teams. And this is your assignment. Then we go into the kitchen, and nice, compassionate Clay turns into Chef Clay, and they understand pressure, you know, and how to build a team. And then they finally realize, yeah, you're done. Why are you standing here? Your other teammates behind, you know. And then all of a sudden they just come together. It's the most, you know, it's a restaurant. If they're not working in a team, and that's the way I teach.
That's awesome.
And so, do they have written tests plus like actual skills tests?
Absolutely. We do. We call it the chapter quizzes. It's actually broken down into 12 weeks. This week you're learning this, and on Friday, it's a test. Okay, and then at the end there's a final exam, and there's also skills tests. You know, make me pasta today. Don't care which one. It's your turn. You know, you get to
make
show
it,
off.
Make it right. Yep.
Bread. We do bread. Mm-hmm. Then you know, we'll do a line scenario. Okay, your grill, your saute, your fry, your salad bar, your expo. Mm-hmm. And then I have this little computer program that goes, and the tickets start flowing.
Oh, wow.
And we just start, I decide everything. Yeah, and the pressure gets on them. You see them start to sweat, and it's funny, but when they walk out of there, they walk out standing a little taller. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yes, sir.
Do they live there on site?
No. That's one of the wonderful things about Metro Men is that, you know, they're either at, we have sponsors or we have co-sponsors, like St. Pete Housing Authority, the Urban League, Safe Harbor up in, up near on 49th Street that, recently incarcerated people get to stay there for 6 months, and so I have to coordinate all these people in bus passes and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And I've never done that before in my life. I've ridden a bus two or three times, and now I just have the greatest appreciation for Pinellas County Transit. I mean, they cut us some deals, and Eckerd Connect and the VA. So they're all around the county.
I see. So where does the food come from? Is that all donated or donations or?
I'm going to give a plug here to to the Tampa Bay Rays and Levy Catering, which is the real big sponsor in this. And they help out with all the food, the refrigeration. We work in the kitchen at the Trop.
Gotcha. Wow, that's great.
And they give me a classroom area. I'll say they would provide any food that they want to. Oh, I'm getting close to the date. Clay, it's time for you to teach about this. And, I just, juggle the thing. But Metropolitan Ministries, we purchase it through the donations to the program.
Gotcha.
The financial donations to the program.
That's great.
Yeah, which leads perfectly into
you
have an event coming up in 2 days from now.
Yes, sir.
On Thursday, October 15th, it's the fourth year now for the Tampa Bay Food Fight. Yes?
Yes, sir. It is.
Has normally been excitingly held in person, but due to 2020.
Right. But that's, who pays for all this stuff? You guys have to get funded. And this is part of the funding for the culinary program. And you guys have a goal this year of $150,000 to fund 100 student scholarships in 2021. So $1,500 a head.
Yes, sir. And there will be no heads there. That's because of the COVID thing. Last year it was held in the St. Pete Coliseum. Right. And oh my, it was just a wonderful raucous event. Everybody's having a great time. Most amazing chefs making the greatest food. And this year we'll be at the Hard Rock, and it was supposed to be another raucous event. Mm-hmm. But it'll be virtually virtual cast through the internet. So
It's just a live audience this time.
Right.
Right. I'll be there busting the hump, and but it's going to be hopefully have the same excitement to it.
Are you going to have an MC or a host this year?
Titus O'Neil. He's going to be there again.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
he's from WWE, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then we'll have Todd Krasnicki from mm-hmm. WDAA. Yep, T-Kraz.
Yeah, for you punks. I listened to them this morning.
For you punks in Pinellas County, that used to be his favorite fade.
Yeah, Ronnie's actually a very good friend of ours.
He's a wonderful person.
He sure is. He and his wife, Bobby, are great friends of ours.
Yeah, so the concept is, are you going to have like the boxing ring again?
Yep, it's all going to be set up boxing ring and Iron Chef style.
Nice. Yeah.
So, and then people can just straight out donate, but then you also have a fun auction that actually starts the day before, which would be tomorrow, Wednesday the 14th. And right. what are some of the auction items there?
There is a Team Tampa Chef's Dinner for 6 at Sacred Pepper. Then another chef's dinner for 8 from Four Beachy up for auction. We also have a dinner for 8 from Cena, a dinner for 10 from Ocean Prime, dinner for 10 from Park Shore Grill, another for 10 from The Mill, for 8 from Eddie V's, and there's a deluxe two-night stay with Cabana and dinner at, is it Suppresso and the Res Grill?
Suppresso
at the Hard Rock.
The
right. And then there's also a culinary arts program. Chef and students prepare a 6-course meal for 10 at your own home.
Oh, wow. All right. My turn.
Okay.
There might be some additions since because the Tampa Bay Rays and the Lightning are also sponsors.
Okay.
We don't have awesome. Those as of yet, but mm-hmm. I wanted to, you know, all these chefs are, you know, I'd be happy to wash their dishes. These guys mm-hmm.
right.
are just amazing. Spectacular.
Right.
But I will say, you know, there's each of them are easily worth $2,000.
I mean, right.
Because it's your own room. It's going to be your own spot. It's going to be your night at the finest restaurants in the area. Mm-hmm. But I will say the best one just might be where Chef Pete, the Tampa instructor, and I and the culinary students come out and do it at your home.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
We did it at awesome. We did it at Joe Madden's house on Bay Shore. Wow. And it was just the most remarkable thing because the students get to the point where Chef Pete and I go, this is your assignment. This is what you have to accomplish. And this is the time frame you need to accomplish it. And then we're talking, you have fry stations, you have the whole thing. And mm-hmm. it's, all right, you're grilling the filet mignon. Boom. Okay. You know, it better be medium rare. Or we do the whole tenderloin. You know, and we just say it and we walk away. Mm-hmm. We also watch them real quick to make sure.
Right.
And it's like, I got this. They make their list. They have their mise en place, you know, everything mm-hmm. set up the way they need it to. And if you support the program, that is the way to see it.
That's awesome.
Just to see these individuals have come so far.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. So listeners, make a note of this. The website is tampabayfoodfight.org. And you need to go there and register because even though there's not a live audience on site, we'll have live streaming of the event. So it's from 7 to 8 p.m. Is that correct? Yep, 7 to 8 p.m. So it's not too late. You can still do your other stuff later in the evening. Mm-hmm. So tampabayfoodfight.org, Thursday, October 15th. From 7 to 8 p.m. And remember the auction with some really cool dinners at some great restaurants. That starts the day before, so 7 p.m. on October 14th.
And you can direct donate too mm-hmm. And become a sponsor of the Culinary Arts Program because we also help feed, like during this COVID crisis, mm-hmm. we were making box lunches for the people that were unemployed and they would just come through. We give
That's
them
the
great. Box lunches and help supply the homeless. The lines were amazing. I've never
I'm
seen
sure.
anything like it.
So. Right.
Oh, and another part that I forgot to mention almost, part of the concept also is it's Tampa versus St. Pete.
Absolutely.
For the food fight, yes.
And St. Pete won last year.
And who are the
chefs? Year before.
Yeah, in the year before.
And we're going for the trifecta this year.
Right.
And I have my list of chefs.
So does Kevin. He's looking at it. But if you want to tell us.
No, go ahead. You go, Kevin.
Well, I'll say the St. Pete ones if you want to say the Tampa ones. But
perfect.
Jason Rue from Brick and Mortar. Yeah, amazing. Guy starts a food truck and ends up, now it's Brick and Mortar. And now he's seaworthy in Tierra Verde.
Yes, he's awesome.
Ted Dorsey, the mill, he just keeps doing stuff for the community. It's amazing. And Tyson Grant, well, there's your icon, right? Park Shore Grill.
Been
forever and just sets the standard for Ben Cooper at the Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
We pull somebody in from Pasa Grill this year.
Nice.
And Art, this is a hard name.
Kucherenko.
Yes, and Colin Rhinesmith from Seaworthy. That's the other part of Jason.
Yes.
Jason's spot. And Colin is, this is how crazy the thing is. Colin is the brother of Rob.
Rob, yes.
Right.
Noble Cross, who's now doing another restaurant downtown St. Pete. So,
Wild Child, yes.
These people have just been so receptive to this culinary arts program.
Well, that is an all-star team for sure.
We've got people placed at Big Catch. Ted at the Mill is, they take internships at these places. And these are the people that help support the program.
That's just awesome.
It's amazing. And Tampa, you can do Tampa because.
Alrighty. Tampa team consists of the captain is Michael Budicavoli from Senna. We have Frank Anderson from the Seminole Hard Rock, Taro Larea from
Eddie V's.
Thank you. James Mattia from Sacred Pepper.
Everybody knows that.
Uh-huh. And Adam Polissa. Thank you. From Ocean Prime and Jason Salduti from Forbici. And the judges are Chad Johnson from Haven, Thaddeus Bulliard, also known as WWE superstar Titus O'Neil, and Helen Frund, the Tampa Bay Times food critic.
Nice.
This should be an exciting event.
Yes, it should be.
And also, listeners, keep in mind, if you can't make the 15th from 7 to 8 to watch, you can still go on the website and donate at any time.
Right. And will it be available to watch after?
Yes. I don't have that information right with me, but you'll be able to stream it once again, and it'll still be raucous because these guys, as good of friends as they are, they are competitive, and that's
they
why
are.
That's why they're the best. I mean,
that's correct.
And I can't tell you what the secret ingredient's going to be.
Okay,
but I'm a native Floridian, and I am in charge of procuring it.
Hint.
Nice. Exactly. Well, awesome. We look forward to it, Clay.
All right, guys. I appreciate your support so much, and it's help like yours that keeps these programs that help the community going. And I just can't show you my appreciation enough.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Likewise.
Yes.
Clay Dempster, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ramen is the ultimate comfort food. And Booyah Ramen on the 900 block of Central Avenue is my go-to. It's so freaking good. The broth is like a silky blanket to warm up your mouth, and the hearty proteins, or just mushrooms for vegetarians, it'll have you saying, "Ooh, mommy, the umami is making my eyes roll back in my head." My favorites are the pork belly and the short rib. And then there's the noodles. OMG. Go get the best ramen in St. Pete at Booyah Ramen at 911 Central Avenue in the Edge District of downtown St. Pete.
Do ya, Booyah?
Tuesday is a busy day for us, and I especially have a lot of stuff going on where I'm just running all day.
You do.
Just one thing to the next. And so one of the challenges is staying fueled up, but without eating a big, heavy lunch that will make me want to take a nap.
Exactly.
As you know me and naps, we're really good friends.
You are.
So how about a nice hearty, healthy salad. And speaking of salads, this segment is sponsored by Greenstock, which is a chef-driven and ingredient-focused salad and wraps fast casual eatery right in the heart of downtown St. Pete. Everything is fresh. They have a rule over there. The one most important rule they have, nothing comes out of a can. Ain't happening.
Best they rule even, ever.
They even make their dressings totally from scratch. Well, not surprised. It's Chef David Benstock,
exactly.
Who's also owner, co-owner chef at Il Retorno.
Exactly.
And Greenstock is what we had for lunch today.
We did. I had the little green you-inspired salad today,
mm-hmm.
as usual. And this one I built with the greens of romaine and spinach. And then I added 6 stalks. The salad actually comes with 4. I had cucumbers, tomatoes, pickled red onions, snap peas, beets, and peppers. And then finished with wasabi peas and topped it with an extra protein of the tuna salad. And I got that tossed, not chopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I used red wine vinegar and olive oil for the dressing, which was a 2-point Weight Watchers salad right there.
There you go.
Yeah, it was delicious. And I have to say, I've never had the peppers or the snap peas in my salad and mm-hmm. loved them. The peppers were the little sweet peppers and they were nice and chopped, had a beautiful color. It was a delicious salad. I loved it.
Yeah, mine had a lot of nice different colors in it too. And so they, every month, have a special salad, special themed for the month, obviously seasonal mm-hmm. ingredients. And I finally got the monthly special. So for October, the special feature salad is Welcome to Fall. It is a seasonal treat that's made with spinach, kale, tossed with both roasted and pickled butternut squash, red cabbage, apple, ricotta salata cheese, chili-dusted pumpkin seeds, and it's drizzled in a pumpkin vinaigrette.
That is definitely fallish.
It definitely is. So I actually liked it a lot.
Nice.
I actually liked it more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm usually not a huge fan of like squash and like sweet potatoes and things like that, but mm-hmm. These guys made it really good. I like that the squash has a small dice on it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it kind of fun to eat, and that they have both roasted and pickled. And the apple was actually really good with that too. And I didn't normally, I would not put an apple in my salad.
You're not a fruit.
No.
Put fruit in my salad guy.
Right. And the ricotta cheese, I notice it's called ricotta salata cheese, and not sure what that means, but one thing I'll tell you, it's not like the very like loose ricotta
mm-hmm.
that I'm used to anyway.
Right.
This one is more of a solid, and it's kind of like very thin strips and crumbles.
Right.
It's okay. Really good. And my favorite part, well, my second favorite part, before I tell you my favorite, was the vinaigrette, pumpkin vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally if you say pumpkin vinaigrette to me, I'm going to say, how about no?
Right.
But it was actually really good. And it wasn't overwhelmingly pumpkin flavored. It mm-hmm. had a nice mix to it. Nuttiness, yes. The salad overall had a nuttiness. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part was the chili dusted pumpkin seeds. Hello. Oh,
wow.
Crunchy with a tiny bit of heat. Really good.
I love pumpkin seeds.
Mm-hmm. So check out Greenstock. They are on the 400 block of Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. They, a couple weeks ago now, started opening up for dine-in. So just reminding you, because they were only takeout for the longest time, but you still do takeout, but they're doing dine-in. And they also used to close at 3 in the afternoon. Now they're staying open until 6 p.m. So they are open from 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Nice.
And you can also order on their website, which is eatatgreenstock.com.
Salad, eat, repeat.
This is Chris Walker, and you're listening to St. Pete Foodies Podcast.
Next week on the show, we'll be talking to executive chef and restaurateur Rob Rinesmith, formerly of Noble Crust. He has recently opened his new place in the Grand Central District called Wild Child. If you'd like to send us fan mail, hate mail, or if you have any requests for interviews or restaurant reviews, just send an email to info@stpetersburgfoodies.com. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please join in and give us a 5-star rating and type up a review if you're so inclined. It helps to get the show found and helps us gain new listeners. And the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast can also be found on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and now, more recently, on Amazon Music, as they have added podcasts as well. You can also listen to us on your voice-activated home assistant, such as Apple HomePod, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. Just tell it to play the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guest, Clay Dempster.
Thanks to Greenstock for lunch.
And thanks to our sponsors,
Rollin' Oats,
The Zest Podcast,
Noble Crust,
Booyah Ramen, and Engine Number 9.
Our announcer is Candice Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News, and our theme music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
Please give us a rating and review on whichever app you're using to listen to the show. And remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
You ever tried shawarma? There's a shawarma joint about 2 blocks from here. I don't know what it is, but I want to try it.